This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, convicting Trump. President Donald J. Trump was impeached in the U.S. House on trumped-up charges, convicted in civil court of trumped-up charges, and convicted of federal trumped-up charges. It's easy to predict that future generations will think the common usage term trumped-up charges was derived from Trump. That's entertaining, but the actual situation is that at least half the nation no longer believes in America's method of jurisprudence. And without faith in that, the country cannot hold together. Some kind of separation between the two sides is inevitable. Most knowledgeable people recognize this, but there is a lot of argument as to who the two sides are. A lot say it's the Democrats versus Republicans. Others say it's urban versus rural. But the blunt reality is that it's men versus women. It's a historical precedence that all civilizations rise, then fall, as their society shifts from patriarchy to matriarchy. How long that takes varies, but in modern times, where everyone's vote counts, even non-citizens, it'll be around 250 years. The only question remaining is how that fall will occur. Watching the transition will be like watching trials based on trumped-up charges.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.